Blog Talk Radio.
I've been going through it all. I've been going through it all. I've been going through it all. I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall. Trying hard not to fall.
Yeah.
All I wanted was the ball.
Right.
I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall.
Wall.
I only get one call.
Yep.
Who the fuck do I call?
Time,
I ain't got no friends.
Right.
All of God is my fam.
Nigga.
If you don't really give a fuck,
huh,
then I don't really give a damn.
Shit.
Fuck all these other niggas.
Yeah.
Don't wanna do a song with you.
Right.
If you wanna know what I'm thinking, then follow me on my Twitter. Think I've been too nice,
right,
but this is where the shit ends.
Yeah.
Y'all done got to relax.
Yeah.
Can't stick to the fucking facts.
Damn.
I don't fuck with nobody.
Right.
I never fuck with nobody.
No.
You can ask anybody.
Gone.
If they say I did, then they lying.
Yep.
All this could have been avoided.
Right.
But nigga really had to snap.
See.
Cause I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody had my back.
Damn.
Where the fuck was y'all at? When Vadula went down.
Right.
Soon as I'm back up, everybody wanna come around. Y'all know I go hard, so push up the fucking fader. Yesterday I'm a hater, today the cover of the fader. I've been going through it all, no drugs, no alcohol. 420 came back around, but I already came down. I thought I had it figured out, but then it all came clear. Only thing that kept me going is looking in the fucking mirror. Damn pretty.
Right.
I know your man agreed with me.
Right.
The world would be fucked up.
Yeah.
And my face wasn't all in it.
Damn.
She ill is back in your face.
She ill.
Instagram and book face.
Face.
And I ain't done with y'all yet.
Face.
Going up the internet.
Manuela.
I've been going through it all. That's why I'm going hard.
Hard.
You did the shit to yourself.
Right.
I swear it's not my fault.
Yes.
Today I'm feeling really blessed. So I'ma count my blessings.
Bless.
I got my number two pencils.
Yep.
For all you hoes to be testing. I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall.
Right.
Trying hard not to fall.
Damn.
All I wanted was the ball.
Yep.
I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall.
Yeah.
I only get one call.
One.
Who the fuck do I call? I've been going through it all.
Stress.
Back all against the wall.
Damn.
Trying hard not to fall.
Yeah.
All I wanted was the ball.
Right.
I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall.
Dude.
I only get one call. Who the fuck do I call?
Right.
Winter time. I've been going through it all.
Yeah, how you doing?
Brother, I'm well, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine, I'm fine. My question is regarding nationality. I heard you and brother Toriano Abashango Hill on the second talking about you guys are setting a place in Arkansas, I believe. Polanski, I think. So you proceeding with a trust and you going international.
I'm sorry, froze.
Okay, it's cool. It's regarding the nationality with Toriano L and the place Polanski, I think, and Arkansas that you guys are sending
out.
Yes.
Well, the brother is out there, right?
Yes. But my friend and I are in the process to change our status and go into our nationality. And I would like to have some advice or guidance regarding that. And maybe, I don't know if your process is different than other process or RVB and everything. So we are located in Canada. I don't know how it's going to end up. Or
In Canada or Canaan land, I know there's the Grand Sheik. I know Grand Sheik Cujo and the Canaan land was up.
So,
what I do, like I said, is work with people individually based upon where and what their situation is. So in terms of what me or what the brother Toriano and I were talking about, that knew that material faction based on your blood and equity and all that. At the time, the only people talking about that was me and him. You know what I'm saying? At the time, like, nobody, like, there was so much stuff that I was finding out that I was like, somebody got to know this. And if they know it and they not saying it, then that means they concealing it. And if they concealing it, then that means that they not Moors in the first place. You dig? They working with the ops. So my main thing is, again, everybody's individual place. You can hit me up at houseofbell@hotmail.com. And then also keep in mind that even though you're in the Americas, you're still in a different corporate jurisdiction. So what may pop off out here a certain way may not translate the same way. You got to do stuff a certain way out there. You know what I mean? But there is a definite, I can't speak to anybody else's processes because I'm the one that people call when they processes that they do with these other people get messed up. I'm the guy that people hit up to kind of help fix all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I was out here prior to them doing all of that. You see what I'm saying? But I don't offer a quick fix. I don't offer some illusion that when you become a Moor, like all your problems in the United States or Canada, wherever that is done, like you just automatically don't have to do shit. Like I didn't, you understand? That's not what it's about. You shouldn't get into this so you don't have to do certain things. You understand? Because that means your intent is off. If anything, you want to do something like this to be as free as possible, to have as much liberty over yourself as possible, to own more of yourself as possible, to have a direct line between you and the Creator as possible without some middleman or some fake religion that your ancestors set up for these fake niggas to deal with.
That's right. And Bruce here, you mentioned his appellation, so... Brother Cujo L is he's online. You know what I'm saying? Just
like, Islam. Islam to the Grand Sheikh, man. Thanks for holding me down. I've been peace for a long time. And he's one of the few people to openly bang on people.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So that's a shout out, and you know what I'm saying, a shout out especially from, you know what I'm saying, Brother Usir, you know what I'm saying, to Brother Cujo, you know what I'm saying. So
Islam, give thanks, Mark, appreciate it. You already know how they be hating. They've been hating all day.
You know, it's like you mentioned, man, you talk about, you know, you expose the sellouts. Everybody's crying, unite, but Kwame, you know what I'm saying, spoke about, you know, the sellouts in the sport business, and everybody's, you know what I'm saying, is supporting him. So, you know what I'm saying, most definitely, you know what I'm saying, the work that you're doing is, you know what I'm saying, that's the most impacted, man. So, thank you, bro.
Thank you, yo. And peace to the Duke whenever he gets back on.
Yes.
To the Duke.
Exactly. So, Brother Marcus, so technically, you know, from what the CEO was stating, it's to get in connection with their sincere ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bro, so in the meantime that Asir will be back, Cujo, could you go, you know what I'm saying, quickly on nationality to Brother Marcus? He's in Montreal,
yes,
please.
All right. Well, for what, like the more I was saying, there's all these different ways of, right, but depending on where it is that you're coming from, as far as your national descent, you might already have a nationality, and all you're doing is correcting your status, not necessarily proclaiming your nationality. So, for example, somebody who's from the continent, let's say, more than likely they have a nationality already. Somebody from Asia, more than likely they have a nationality. So what you're doing is you're going to be making the transition from the all capital letters name to a free name that has Bay on it, right? So with us, what we do is we do a name correction, which corrects the name, and then you do a judicial proclamation. And once you do the name correction and the judicial proclamation, then you would apply for your identification to match that, right? And again, like Brother Asir was saying, this is not for you to get out of something, or you got something going on, and you know this is more a mindset
right.
thing, correcting your mind thing.
That's
not,
right.
Not really correcting the paper thing, but
right.
just get my number from Brother AGL.
Islam.
And give me a shout since the Duke's back. Islam, Duke.
Islam, great one.
And
thanks for holding it
Empress,
up, though.
Good luck to the Empress and the fam. Appreciate
good looking, bro.
Appreciate
you're not
you
not
for all your work, yo. Thank you
Shukran,
very much.
Shukran, brother. We all we got, man.
That's we all we got.
For real, God.
Right now. Especially now. We're all we got for
especially
real.
Now, God. We all we got. So any Moors is doing the right thing. As the prophet said, he said, the one thing surprised me is when I see a Moor do right.
Do right.
Any Moors doing right, you got to give respect, man. So again, thanks you for always yeah. keeping it real and letting the people know what this is, and that we all just not be active, we not passive. And the fact that just because we Moors and we practice love, truth, peace, freedom, equality, justice and quality don't mean that we don't have the scimitar and all of that too, you know? So it's definitely, we need that. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro. So, you know, while you were connecting. Oh, go ahead, Cujo. Go ahead, Cujo. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I yield the floor just so you could get back to your
Islam.
Session. Give thanks.
Islam.
Islam.
So to the people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's just another evidence and proof, you know what I'm saying? You know, real Moors that do the work, you know what I'm saying? And despite the aiding, despite, you know what I'm saying, cutting the corner, despite the people, you know what I'm saying, or hating, or the ones that cutting the corners speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, bad mm-hmm. against, you know, Asira Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to let you know that their work is significant and it's sincere.
Shukran, brother.
Yes.
Shukran, brother. Because like I said, when they'll take the message how they want, because our people be fickle. But like, for instance, when Shahrazad Ali was out here, when Jewel Pookrum was out here, when Dr. Frances Cress Wilson, bless the dead, was out here, she was telling females how they need to get right, how they need to get back when they man and come back in order. Everybody tried to ignore them, right? We want to follow more with Beyonce, single ladies and all this other crap, right? Now here come this dude come out and just got the whole world taken by storm. This dude on the internet with a black woman call in and he basically run through them. You know what I'm saying? I forget the dude's name. Somebody
killed him. Kevin Sampson.
Yes. Thank you. On the tip of my tongue. Yes, him. And look, he basically saying the same thing that the sister was saying. The same thing, bro. And she was giving it to the sisters in love, because this is a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. You understand what I'm saying? A Muslim, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who have praise for Allah, who give all respect and glory to Allah. And that's the problem. They only want to accept it from an Angela Bass, somebody that's Christian, you see? Somebody that's Prince Hall, Sigma Phi, Rho, and all that shit, influence. And that's what's killing the black community. And instead of our people doing the knowledge to that, what we doing? They trying to find any type of dirt on this nigga as possible. You understand? But he ain't doing nothing that the other one, Tommy Sotomayor, and the other one was doing. You know what I'm saying? But the problem, like I said, is niggas want to pick and choose the message. They want to pick and choose the messenger. We want to be able to get the knowledge and all that, but we want to be able to assimilate it how we want to assimilate it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to know why you got the info to say this, this, and that. But these same motherfuckers sit there and watch Dr. Phil all day. You know what I'm saying? These same niggas watching Ayanna LaBanstan all day. who used to come out and try to diss Shahrazad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at her. Now look at her. She now echoing the same shit. And keep it real with you. Keep it real with you on her. She wrote a book. And in the book, she talked about how she was with this dude in the projects one time and knew he had a girl, but she was doing her own thing. And she wound up, the girl wound up coming home early. And the dude wound up being like, whatever, he ain't trying to lose his girl. Grab up all her clothes and threw her out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Had to go out the project window. That was my pops.
For real.
Real talk, son. That was my father. That was my father on his pimp shit and whatever back then.
Wow.
And I say that to say the woman that he wasn't trying to leave was my mother. You understand? This is how deep we be involved in the game and don't even know. This shit I found out about right before he died, bless the dead.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is stop hating on the messenger, man. Let's start respecting one another. Let's put the original woman back where she's supposed to be. And all of these Boule, Sigma Phi Roll, Black Skull and Bones chicks, because that's who's really running it right now, if y'all ain't know. The Sigma Phi Roll and the what you call it, the OTO Scottish white men. Because Sigma Phi Roll was set up to be basically the female, black female Skull and Bones. Also, Sandra Bland with Sigma Phi Roll. And you see what they did to her when she started waking up. If that was even a real occurrence, because, you know, they made a video about it. They had a Netflix movie and shit. So whenever they get like that, that's the other thing. Netflix was started by Sigmund Freud's great-great-grandson. Sigmund Freud was a fraud, was a voracious pedophile who was inbred. And was marrying into his sister, and everybody in their family went crazy. And this is the nigga that they established the whole psychological evidence from. Another one of his proteges was a dude named Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays is the father of feminism. This is the nigga that created feminism as a military operation to inject into the black community to get black women to give up their families to move more into becoming white women into their families. You gotta think about it though. If there was no walls holding these people in, if there were no chains literally around their feet every second of the day, if there wasn't no, like y'all saw the movie Alice recently, like they just didn't leave. It was so entrenched in believing that there wasn't nothing like that. So something had to happen. It seems like it was a place to breed certain people just like that. Because around the rest of the world, it obviously wasn't like that. So it seemed like these was little pocket places that they was growing this type of situation where they were eventually going to unleash it on everybody. And that became the basis of them using the so-called black man as the basis of whatever it is they was doing. As the face, and the black female as the face of whatever they was trying to get across to everybody else. Because the more they got brutalized, the more other nations and stuff sent aid and all that, right? And we get into the same Bible that was set up for those that fell into captivity, who themselves say that they were descended from the 12 tribes of Israel, right? and the 12 tribes of Israel worship Yahweh, right? You just saw Yahweh. You just seen Yahweh. I just showed him to you. It's from the book of Esdras. They affirm that their captivity, the Hebrews, resolved to separate themselves from the heathen and to seek a spot where they might religiously observe the law, for the violation of which they had been so severely punished. See, remember I kept telling you the Hebrews kept breaking the law. They kept breaking the law. The law of who? The law of Yahweh that said that they had to be a certain way. And if they didn't do it, they would be punished because he was a jealous God. And this is what they say. This is what they say, right? So he used the colors of men, the color of law. Yaqub was the one that took the colors, the brown cow from the speckled cow to create the white cow, as it says in Genesis, right? Don't it say that? It also say in the 120 that Yaqub grafted the devil. It say that. So right here, on the book of Esdras, is confirming all this. They needed to separate themselves from the heathen. That was anybody that was not Hebrew, meaning people who were of the 12 bloodlines that were meant to intermarry to be able to produce lighter-skinned people. You understand what I'm saying? Like this is what they was doing, based on the experiment that Yaqub had started with the goyim, who is the cattle, right? It says that Yaqub took the brown speckled cattle from the black cattle and the white cattle. That's what it says in Genesis. Then that's translated to us through the 120, where it says Yaqub took the black gene and the brown gene and grafted that, right? To create the other people, the other colors, who then created laws, who now were under a color of law that they can now be put, can now be used to put the original people that helped create them under it. Why? Because they broke their religious covenant with their God, Yahweh, who we just saw. That's essentially essence of what they was making relationships with. Because these old entities was losing control on a physical plane based upon the spread of what became the so-called Dark Ages. According to the reports, them to have to migrate to a country which was uninhabited and so far distant that they journey for a year and a half or even more. This theory is further supported by the writings of the famous Manasseh Ben Israel, a black man, who tells us that America and Asia now separated by the Bering Strait, that's the Strait of Kamchatka that I'm talking about, were formerly one continent, and during the early period, these Hebrews penetrated to the Americas by land. Okay? These Indians, as well as the ancient Hebrews. Do we see the difference? The Indians reckon time in the same manner as Hebrews. Let's go further. Right? Because these Hebrews, although being melanated people and a part of the so-called tribes, right? They still had a separate destiny for themselves based upon their covenant with their God, that said they could only marry amongst each other and only look out for people who was Hebrew. You understand? What does Hebrew mean? He who crossed over. He crossed over to what? The covenant. With who? You see what I'm saying? And so this has bound our people to this covenant for hundreds of years. Not us, not all of us, but a lot of us are bound with principalities and powers. Power in high places. That's what these things are. And these are the things that help to obfuscate one's relationship with their genetic past, with their ancestors, to know what happened. So people can come in and change shit. Like what you see them doing with Hollywood and stuff is exactly what they did with our own history. What they're doing with their own history is what they did to our history. They're altering it. They're changing it. They're making you hate it. Because they can't make anything new. Why? Because they can't get out. So they got to keep recycling the same thing, and they can't go to nobody outside of them, because if they do, it's over. The Indians, who they call today the Native Americans, reckon the same manner as the Hebrews, because they were under the Hebrews in that mass expulsion that came around the time of the 13th century when they sent Genghis and them. Excuse me, when James and them sent all of the mastodons and over for the little light invasion, when they got shut down. So they couldn't live in the cities. They couldn't live by the mounds. They didn't have nothing to do with none of that. Their true ancestral land is in across the so-called Bering Strait, which is the Strait of Kamchatka, the 88 miles on the other side of Alaska, which was a part of the new Muscovy Federal Republic when the Black Russians was running everything. See how it all ties together? So they can't do nothing. This is why they're persecuted. The Indians, as well as the ancient Hebrews, lived in tribes ruled by a chief, and their forms of government were almost identical. The clan system of the Indian has preserved a clue to some of the mysterious rites of the early Hebrews, because the Hebrews are who taught them. What is now known about the clan system of the Iroquois explains what formerly mystical was about the tribes of Israel, because the tribe of the Iroquois Confederacy was that. They are that. But they weren't the Mexican-looking ones that they're showing us today. And it's no disrespect to them. They can be whatever they are. Their ancestors were the ones that was out there going at the buffalo and all of that. But we didn't let them into the cities like that. They wasn't coming around the holy mounds and all of that. It was not doing that because they was regulated before the white man got here. So if people want to say that they're descended from them, that's fine. They was the ones worshiping the sky and all of that. We wasn't doing none of that. We was building aqueducts and all of that still. That's why the white man broke all of the treaties with them. Yes, worshiping the corn and all of that. We wasn't doing none of that. Don't let the movie Prey fool you. None of that was happening. None of that was going on, man. That's all modern day. We trying to make everybody hate men. Like, none of that is real, man. Men fought and died to protect women by the millions in these wars, yo. Not many men died so their women wouldn't be raped. You don't even think of shit like that. That's how ill it was. You know how many men had to kill them, their wife and themselves to stop both of them from being raped and violated? You know how much will you have to do something like that? How much resolve?
Go back and look at them slave movies. Go look when school teacher tried to come and get this baby and she killed the babies and stuff. And he looked at him and was like, she an animal. Because he looking at her like, wow, you so broke mentally. You so gone. I got you so wrapped up in this little enclave that we're calling the South, which is really a psyop. I'm starting to think it's a giant psyop that they run it because the government at the time is being run by so-called black men. So it's not making sense. Somebody lying. Somebody. If it wasn't for men, none of us would be here. If it wasn't for women, none of us would be here. So how could one be more important than the other? I can see it in the sense of the 9 months and the time after to rear the children and stuff like that. Yet, when it comes to the point that you are willing to castigate an entire gender, while at the same time stating that you have the right to change a gender, while at the same time, you see what I'm saying? You're going from one frequency. You're going from a 3,350 hertz to a 450 hertz, then down to a 650 hertz. You see what I'm saying? Think about it like that. Colorable. That's what allows them to flip it. That's what allows them to get it on. The word sheikh, we can agree, is an Islamic word. We can all agree that. We can all agree to that. That's an Islamic word. Okay? We can all agree and say yes to that. Yet, we're still looking at it like the word, when we say win a sheikh, now we're somehow taking the Islamic part, the sheikh part, reading it, not us, but like other people would read it and still associate it with people who had nothing to do with Islam or being sheikh. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is how crazy it's gotten. So, as Moors are always the ones that seem to have to be the catalogers of society's decline. For whatever reason that is. And thus, to keep up with that, the half of the universe creates documents, books, illustrate, and help us from keeping our sanity, because the goal of today's academia is not to educate, it is to make insane. So right here where it says that the winner sheet, you see all of these places that are called winner sheet and have all of this land and counties associated with that. None of that existed prior to the 1900s. They were under a total jurisdiction prior to that. And after that, they all basically fell as parts of what was called the Parks Department, where they could just house huge tracts of land and not have anybody on it so they don't come across any of the natural stuff that we left behind. These two books are good to get. This one specifically on colorable law and how to prosecute it, how the FBI is the founder not only of civil rights as a means to create its own enemy in the form of the so-called black man, the so-called black woman, but also create a fake economy around the idea. This book right here, Ordinary Men, is a good book you can read about how people well, how regular people were basically like, could be trained in a way where they could massively exterminate allegedly thousands of people or millions of people and not like think it's a bad thing. It's an interesting read on the present state of what's happening today. Like these incels, obvious attack on this obvious so-called attack on white America, in which now white males can't have any real burn on nothing. But it's not, it is an attack on them, but it's not really, because, you know, it's attack on the ones with no money. You know what I'm saying? It's on that. It's really an attack on masculinity itself, because masculinity is the last protection that women have. The term toxic masculinity was coined by Obama and Steph Curry on an interview that they did together. You can get this book, these two books, as well. You can order the FBI transcript through the Freedom of Information Act on the actual trial in which the FBI was found complicit and guilty in the murder of Michael Luther King, and that Jesse Jackson was a agent that was working with them and was supposed to be on the balcony thing. These pictures that we see of him standing here happened before the actual shot and all of that. Shot didn't leave till Jesse left. Shot didn't happen till Jesse left. And Billy Kyles and all of that crap. Big up to Steve Copeland. R.I.P. So yeah, so these different vibrations and these different frequencies is basically opening up where it's just, this all goes also with the fact that the United States of America, the corporation, was found guilty. I don't know if y'all know this or remember this. We posted before, but was found guilty of crimes against humanity in the killing of so-called black men. Excuse me, in the genocide of so-called black people in America. This has been established through, I believe, the International Court of Justice, which then internationally, technically, under law, real law, actually makes it illegal for the things that they're doing to the so-called Moors in America. But because they have consolidated themselves as Moors, they can still be attributed to just being descendants of North Africans born in America. But when we say Northern Africans, we're saying that we're so-called Africans of the North. See what I'm saying? Like, that means then that we are what we're saying that we are. We are Moors, right, who were misnomered as something else. And that something else became the basis of what they wanted us to be after that, which automatically violated the basis of what we were striving to establish in the first place. But because this new so-called corporation was established for the white American, see, the so-called free white person, these were all of the people being imported by George and them over here. See, as well as all of their so-called Slavs who are going to put on the uniforms and then fight against. So by the time it got up to Michael Luther King, they already knew that they could not afford another awakening, because if they would accept King, that means the next person they would accept would be who? So King could be, you know, could one day become the mayor of New York. But Malcolm could be the president. We can't have that. So there's a pattern of them building up everybody at the beginning of the century, and by the end of the century or the century after, they tear them down. Look at what they did with Prince, Michael Jackson, George Michael, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby. Think about it. These are all, this is all these things I'm naming. Think about all of the stuff you did while these people's art or these people's expression was in the background somewhere in your life. Every, towards the end of the century, they break it down. They build you up at the beginning and break you down by the end. You know what I'm saying? These are Americans right here on the right. During the quote-unquote Civil War. Over here, these are so-called Prussians. Remember, for all of the years, we was out here looking at these pictures of all of the Moors standing together and all of that, and boom, and then one day, you go online, and now you're seeing the same picture you just seen for all of these years in black and white. Now, all of a sudden, it's in color. Y'all ain't noticed that? Who colorized it? Who did that? Where did that come from? Was there color pictures of it all the time? And if so, how come nobody brought them out till now? This is what my mind be going with. Like, what's going on? What are these people trying to flip on these now? Make these think it's one thing with something totally different. So when something is consistently the same for hundreds and thousands of years, which we are essentially, while at the same time growing as individuals, like, think about that. That's something that can't necessarily be one-dimensional. So these frequencies that we're passing through right now, this is the element of us being able to see how strong our intellect is now. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it, man. Think about all the shit you done lived through in the past 3 years. Just in the past 3 years. Let me bring up your life. In the past 3 years, we are the so-called original American Indian. We are the original so-called First Nation. These First Nation people, that's just another name that these Indians, these Siberians, done got from the Indian Bureau of Affairs desk that paid them, you know what I mean, to maintain the law. Since they established the Indian Act with the help of Chief Two-Gun Whitecap, who was a black shriner. Let's keep it 100% facts. Like, all of the shit these people talking about is irrelevant. Like, a black shriner helped with this stuff, y'all. So let's stop. That's why he's sitting right behind the president with the sword above the star, with the crescent star with the Egyptian hat on it. Same decal I be seeing on these dickhead cars all the time. Come on, man. Y'all playing, man. Y'all playing. Y'all, these are just more actors. These are more dudes. The crying Indian on the old commercials I grew up with wasn't even Indian. He was a straight Jewish dude. His name was Russell. Like, what Indian you know named Russell? Like, come on, fam. Come on, bro. Who made it where y'all stop calling yourself Indians, then y'all stop calling yourself Native Americans? Now y'all back. The youth ones is now on some, nah, we Indians. And you got another branch that say that they Aztecs. Like, okay, you trying to say one evolved into the other? Okay, that's cool. But the Aztec you talking about, these are the niggas killing each other. Ones you talking about. That's why the more they got into that shit, the more you start hearing about these cartels going crazy. cutting people's heads off and all this other type of shit. You see what I'm saying? Because you become the fool for the divinity you worship. Once you start dealing with all of these now, these old Aztec gods, some of these things was created after, were morphed out versions of gods that had went crazy from losing all their devotees on the higher realm, went crazy, devolved into whatever the white people have made them. And now you out here acting like, oh, this is the god they was cutting their heads off to. No, it's not. This is the version that this crazy one that involved itself into in order to get the sacrifice. These niggas don't understand the level of chess that's going on around us with every, like, action almost. That's why you got to allow yourself to not be perfect, like, to understand this while at the same time be innocent enough to know that, you know, yeah, I know this, but imagine all the shit I don't know. Imagine all the other shit I'm about to find out. Like, that's what keeps you from going forward. That's what keeps you from not going crazy. When you grew up watching something and now all of a sudden now they done made it seem like the shit you grew up watching that they done programmed you to like is now crazy. And now you crazy for liking the original shit. You somehow a bigot because you don't like how they got it now. When they trying to now program you, they trying to get you to like this so you can subconsciously accept all the subconscious agenda stuff that they done injected, that they told you that they gonna inject into this stuff. So you done told me that you're no longer about entertainment. You're only about promoting this agenda to overly sexualize and eventually turn my whole family into sodomites. Okay, that's your agenda. That's fine. I'm not going to participate in that. Oh, well, boom, I am. How am I? Well, you like what you call it, right? Well, yeah, we got some gay shit up in Henderson. We got some this up in that. And you like it. You see, it's in everything. So you got to be able to somewhat detach from the overall situation and deal with the natural law of it, what it comes down to it in its essence. I'm not going to accept this amount of evil in my life. So when I hear the name Shaquia or Maliqua or Moniqua or Toniqua and all of that, they have made it seem like those names are ugly, that they're somehow laughable. When these are actual real Native American Indian names. But then if these chicks right here, if I made them look like modern day Siberian chicks and said, oh, this is Shaniqua, this is Maliqua, this is Moniqua, they'd be like, oh, that's mad exotic. Oh, you must really be Cheyenne. You know what I'm saying? And this chick be straight Mexican, like, they be lying, yo. And then when you go directly to the root of what it is, they know. Because you know if you DNA test me right now with one of these old mummies, I got the same DNA this mummy got. Do my DNA right now, do his DNA, and watch what it happens. Who going to have closer, me or him? I bet you it's me. You know, I don't speak a lick of Egyptian. I don't speak a lick of you. You know what I'm saying? I don't speak a lick of Egyptian. I don't speak a lick of Arabic. I don't speak a lick of none of this shit y'all talking. I don't speak a lick of Polish. But go find an old Polish mummy from prior to the 1300s. And I bet you me and him got the same DNA. I bet you. Well, I bet your mind is similar to his. I ain't gotta make all these videos proving shit. Like all of that. Any video I ever did was never really to prove nothing to y'all. It was always to the people who act like what they doing is not what we see them or I see them doing. Like you're obviously bugging. You doing what they do with Mount Rushmore. Before the president's faces were carved into Mount Rushmore, it was called the Sixth Grandfathers, part of the sacred Black Hills. The Black Hills of the Lakota tribe. Come on, man. Name one time in your life, a whole life, you ever went to a hill that was all black. You ain't never seen that in the world. You ain't never seen no black hill in your life. The only time you did was you went to and you was walking up a hill and there was a bunch of black people on it. That's a black hill. That's what a black hill is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, keep it real. Like, stop Stop putting all of this fake shit into it. You from Russia, okay? You just as Russian as Jim Belushi, nigga. Excuse me. He's Albanian. Bad example. You just as Russian as Dolph Lundgren, nigga. I don't care if your name is White Rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if your name is you know, Three Deer. Like, it don't matter. You from the same continent this dude from. You got here 13,000 years ago like the rest of y'all, man. Stop acting like you had anything to do with ancient Mexico and ancient and the barbarous nations and the Seminole and any of that. Like, stop acting like that, bro. You did it. You lucked up. You was lucky that you got a bunch of Moors that got cut off in some instances from being around those directly so-called melanated women. So they started having a bunch of babies with these other chicks, and they created a whole sub-race they call the Zambos. And from the Zambos, you got the Chicanos, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just went down from there. By the end of it, you got the Mestizos. It's fact. Get the book Blacks and Indians by Jack Forbes. He'll tell you this. He'll tell you this. Like, all these do Anastasia Islamic name. Like, what are you talking about? How many Indians you know ever said Assalamu Alaikum to you? Not many. But the ones that live in the projects do. You say Assalamu Alaikum when he's American Indian of the projects, they be like, well, I like Assalam. They know. Whether they Muslim or not, who's doing that? Who's doing that nowadays? It's over. Like, right, like, we have to understand it's over. We, us, people here on YouTube, stuff like this, we have destroyed natural media or what they call mainstream media. It's over. Nothing they do is working. It's done. It's done. People are tired. They done with it. You're either going to either nuke everybody, get it over with, or let society move how it's going to move, man. Because all of this back and forth, we in, we out shit, like, it's not, this is not Australia. We more, like, look, this is so-called the only Muslim plantation in the Old South. You mean to tell me you had a plantation of all of these Muslims and they were slaves? That's what you're saying? You saying they're slaves? Where's the change at? When you ever see slaves just with turbans on their head? This allegedly is in the South. I made it bigger. That's why I look pixelated. But this allegedly came from one of the oldest, or the only Muslim plantation. What? Muslim plantation? That don't even sound right. That don't even sound, even in roots, even in Kunta Kinte.
Shall not fear no man but God, though I walk through the valley of death. Please God, walk with me, grab a nigga, take me out. Back in elementary, thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that dug like tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna laugh. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the seat, deceased. Call on the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace, is there heaven for a G? Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery. Shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I
I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered so many tears, and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears, and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered so many tears and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many tears and Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide, drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken-hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, bitch, you're losing lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears. I lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Let's take them to church. My homeboy. Let's go out to my homeboy, Snoop Dogg. If ain't no justice for the dog, ain't no justice for nobody. Let's get out of here.
Scared to die? For my spoken words, this composition be my prophecy, I hope it's heard. My only fear of death is reincarnation. I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken words? This composition be my prophecy, I hope it's heard. Hard words are spoken, many promises broken, as if it's useless to hope. It got me constantly smoking. My role model was a cold bottle of OE, surrounded by my closest homies, but nobody knows me. I pray to God it ain't easy. The cops in California got a hard on the squeeze, man. Running through the back street, hopping over fences, trying to take the fucking canines. Run around settlers, I'll probably be a mystery to many, but a legend is something. I've been a man for many women, but a husband for none. In case you see me out in traffic, looking nervous and hot, my hands holding my pistols, will they serve us or die? May God forgive me for my crooked ways. I didn't mean it, knew I'd fall in love with money the first day that I seen it. Maybe now they can understand. My occupation, it's clear that my only fear of death is reincarnation. My only fear of death is reincarnation. I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken word? This composition be my prophecy, I hope it's heard. My only fear of death is reincarnation. I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken word? This composition be my prophecy, I hope it's heard.
I keep my shit on safety, I've been shooting rocks lately. Everybody got they nickel plates to penetrate me. I was supposed to be the murder first to go. Them niggas missing, raised my wrist, I took it personal. Gator told me that I was slipping, got a strap and started tripping. Flipped two clips on the table, twisted L and said fatal. Listen, everybody don't be missing, keep your vest on, baby. And you know that shit that happened to the Teflon crazy. You ain't got a package yet, I got your back, keep your front locked. When we can storm, get back from Cadillac, we bout to run shot, but we locked down.
casket. All we thought about was plastic and murdering bastards.
My only fear is death. Reincarnation, I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken words? Competition is my prophecy, I hope it's heard. My only fear is death, it's reincarnation. I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken words? Competition is my prophecy, I hope it's heard.
I spend my days and nights not knowing it's strays in flight. Gonna finally catch me, leaving my foes hella happy. Cause look, at any moment could be my main opponent. Niggas be swimming with a sharp man and don't even know it. But I stay focused, concentrate on my surroundings. Cause if I'm slipping, well that's for niggas to get the clowning. And that can't happen. I got a mission to complete. Raise my kids up right, make sure they got something to eat. And my daily ritual is protect my physical bid. I just can't see now. I choose death before the pee now. Cause what good am I to that little nigga with them big eyes? If I'm incarcerated, you feel me now? I got to make it. And if I don't, reincarnation ain't an option. Leave my ass dead until it's really popping.
My only fear of death. Reincarnation, I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken words? This competition is my prophecy, I hope it's heard. My only fear is death, it's reincarnation. I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken words? This competition is my prophecy, I hope it's heard. My only fear is death, it's reincarnation. I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken words? This competition is my prophecy, I hope it's heard.
How can y'all call us murderers this city? Blame all the problems on the world on us young, dumb, thug niggas from the streets. Ain't that a bitch? How come y'all ain't give a fuck about us when we was broke and poor? How come when we get a little money, motherfuckers wanna stop us and block us? What part of the game is that? Who should we love? Who should we believe in when the motherfuckers that's supposed to be our role model, supposed to be the people we look up to, is trying to snatch us out the game? What type of shit is that? Fuck them all.
I still live for the top dollar. Just a true thug, brigade of comma. High power, small comma. Made nigga, top grade with a million ways of playing. These days, homie, I'm saying though, they trying to play me. I got to get them, hit them, and lay low. I told you before, my only fear of death is mama. Crying for help and papa. Trying to help when I know we ain't got it. But shit, I got to handle this card. They handed me snitches, trick bitches, niggas who ain't standing me. Never worry. Apparently, I think I never bury. But if so, gotta go. My niggas will always love me. Thug family ties. I know they want me to die, but I'ma survive. See the look in my eyes.
Hey, this is Lamika, and I like to give a shout out to all the Trey Wednesdays out there. And I'm chilling up in the studio with Tupac and Coco G. And, okay, I'm out. I'm done. What else? Put this back.
Brothers and sisters, it's Lester and his brother Wisdom. We've got a lot going on right now, and I'm going to need you guys complete attention in this situation. That's all right. The collapse has begun. All right. I need you all to understand what's going on. The collapse has begun. All right? And when we talk about the collapse, we're talking about this entire system. All right? These inorganic beings have done so much to our planet over these past energy cycles. What we've missed, 90 energy cycles, something about that, 80 to 90 energy cycles. So over these past energy cycles, these inorganic beings have done so much damage to the planet, destroying trees, destroying the original beings, the original kindred of this world, taking their destroying certain structures that were designed to keep a certain level of balance on the planet, destroying the sacred timelines of the original kindred. All right? They've done so much, all right, on this extremely high level. And me being as a shaman, me being as a cosmic prince, me being as one who sit among the cosmic council of elders, you know, me being as one who is the most high on the planet, you know, my position, you know, is to let you all know what's going on and to get you all prepared as I am preparing myself. All right? We are coming into the time of the closure of the world that we know today. All right? Remember, we wrote this in the book. In the book that they call the Bible, we wrote this. All right? It was written on the walls by the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Mayans, and which Mayan I found out, I got to get the right name for our tribe, but they were not Mayans. It was these inorganics who named us Mayans. All right? But we wrote this stuff on the wall because we had already time traveled, and we wrote it long before the invasion because we saw it coming. We fought as much as we could fight, but we had our own within our universe against us also, as they were under this, I call it an apocalyptic spell, all right? And that was, you know, when you talk about the word apocalypse means to be to revealed, all right? So it was a spell that was revealed, you know? So what we're facing, my brothers and sisters, is a situation of a collapse of this entire system. And this is why myself, we stress, all right? I am Sima Batanturi Anu, Chimerian Anunnaki, paired up with my kindred Osiris. As a shaman, we always take the energy or the spirit of one who was great, and we pair up with one. All right? So I am paired up with Osiris, and we link into extremely high realms and talk. So today I had an exercise I had to do, and after my exercise that I had to do, it was revealed that our planet and the cosmos and nature are coming together as one. And remember a while back, those who've been following for a while, remember a while back we said it's going to come to a point of time when the parallel worlds are going to come together and everything is going to disappear, all these buildings and everything that they created, the money, everything is created, and the parallel worlds are coming together. All right? So we have our planet right here. This is our planet right here. And this is the other world right here. So it's kind of like coming together like this. All right? So we've got the cosmic energy coming in, and these parallel worlds must come together. The masculine and the feminine. So we are in the feminine. This is the feminine energy right here. Our planet is feminine. But we have an identical planet that's pairing up spiritually with our planet, which is a masculine. All right? And what's going on? All along the West Coast, all the way into Canada, Siberia, Greece, Turkey, all parts of Europe, Russia. All right, did I say the Arctic Circle? All on fire. Right now, the Arctic Circle right now is reaching temperatures of 200 degrees. So these inorganic beings who call themselves there, well, we're up north, and they try to create some kind of cold weather, just know that the first thing that they're going to use their stupid, dumb, forecasters, weather forecasters, to say, we're looking at Arctic air. Just know that there's no Arctic air, because in the Arctic right now, the Arctic is on fire right now. Why? Because we got spiritual energy coming in. All right? And this is the cosmos, Mother Cosmos, pushing. And she's got her hand under our planet, and she's mending the parallel worlds together. Why? For the original beings of this planet. It's all for the original beings of this planet. So she's mending everything together so that this entire world, the system, you gotta understand, when you talk about a world, when you said the world is gonna be destroyed, we're talking about a system on the planet, not the world, but the system. So this system, this world that they created, this world of money and things, this world of fame and fortune, you know, this world of position and the fake dominance, that's going to come to an end. It's going to be destroyed, and it's going to be destroyed by fire. All right, it's going to be destroyed by fire. So that's what's happening right now. You got all the West Coast, they're on fire right now, and it's been burning, and it's coming closer. I'm looking at the charts, and right now it's at Colorado. They're worried right now because they say, well, the Colorado River, you know, they had to shut it down. They had to shut down the Hoover Dam. Lake Mendocino in California, Lake Oroville in California, which are both dams, they had to shut them down. We told them, we said, we're going to take away everything, every resource that you use to get money. We told them we're going to destroy your money system. We told them. So while everybody else is running around here thinking about some virus and all this other stuff, it's only a facade so that you won't see what's really going on. Greece is on fire. Turkey's on fire. Parts of Europe is on fire. The other parts of Europe that's not on fire are being flooded every day. Washed away. We wash our hands of you. All of you reptilians and draconians and other species, whatever, we, as the high cosmic beings, we wash our hands of you. You've done so much damage that we see nothing else but destruction in your path. So now we destroy everything. We destroy everything. We told you guys that we were going to destroy it. There's nothing to fear. Brothers and sisters, do not fear. All right? Throw your caskets away. Your money is no good. Why throw your caskets away? Because what did we say? We are going to transcend without death. Going to transcend without death. So the collapse has already begun. All that cattle, the cows are not natural. The cows are some creatures that was mended from a bull, a deer, and a dog. These are three different creatures that were not supposed to be mended together. This is how a cow was created. A bull, a deer, and a dog. All right? And these inorganic beings did this in their laboratories. And then they did a mass production of them. Now they're cloning them. But guess what? They're not being able to be fed anymore because because we're drying up everything. Everything is on fire because the cosmos, nature, the planet, parallel worlds are all coming together as one to bring balance to our planet. This is why we've been telling everyone, you must build, 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 build. You must build. You must understand the importance of building structures so that you can pull in that energy, so that you can help yourself to transform into a higher being. We're in the plasma apocalypse. We told you that plasma is going to reveal itself. Warnings are coming everywhere. The collapse has begun. A guy comes to me and talking about Bitcoin, and I said, you know, I just laughed at him. And I said, do you understand that, you know, Bitcoin was created by the same beings who created money? They want everybody to think that Bitcoin was something that was created by somebody in some cross seas somewhere in some secret coin. No. Bitcoin was created by the same government corporation that created money. Yeah. So all this is going away. All this is going away. But just remember, the internet will always be here. Wi-Fi, which is wireless, what they call it, it's an energy where you can tap into the internet no matter where you go. So that Wi-Fi is a part of the internet. The internet is an organism. All right? The internet is an organism. And we'll always be here. All you have to do is link into the radio, you know. And remember, we as the original, we have three different radio stations within us. You can link into planetary, you can link into universal, or you can link into cosmos. All right? So we have three different radio stations within us. And that's all a part. That's a part of the original internal networking system, dealing with the kinetic energy and the dark energy, dark matter. All right, cosmic energy, the force of nature. I mean, all this coming together, plasma. You know, all this. I mean, it's highly complex. But the collapse has begun, and we're watching it, and we're seeing it. And you're going to the grocery stores now, and they're not having nothing. You see China shut down their ports forever. Why? Because China is broke. We told you all we want to break their system, and we're breaking the system. My brothers, coming down. And that's when the real war begins. The collapse has begun. And as they collapse, we're supposed to rise. So you must build. The only way you rise is you build. You just don't rise and walk around. And no, you have to build. You have to build structures. Build designs. Create. Don't say what you don't have. Link it to what you have. You make your decision from there. I just want to share that with you all. The collapse has begun. Part of the world's on fire. 15 states in the U.S. in this United States corporation, which is 15 states in the area of Atlantis, are burning right now. And these beings are steadily trying to create rain. The rivers and lakes are depleting. We told you we were going to take away the water. We're going to take away their source. Every resource that they use to make money. We told you we're taking it away. Oh, Yellowstone. They were making big money on Yellowstone. What do? We put that shock in Yellowstone. And the energy is there. And someone keeps asking me that you need to erupt. Yellowstone is already doing what it's doing. You let the energy go there. You don't go back anymore. You let the energy build up. Just like we did the stock market. We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. Remember that meditation we did? We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. You don't go back. You just let the energy build. You don't want to disturb what you do. We went into the world banking system. We sent the energy into it. What happened? It collapsed. Oh yeah, it collapsed on the day September 19th, 2019, which was the end of their contract that they had, that 400-year contract that they agreed with, you know, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, that's when the World Bank collapsed. And then from that point on, they created chaos, or tried to create chaos. All right, so the collapse has begun. All right, and what we've been telling people, stock up canned goods, dry goods, water, because there's going to be a short period of time before we finally evolve that we're going to need these food resources. Understand that we're in a very powerful moment where things are going to be revealed for what they are. Many of these so-called rich beings are running, getting off the planet. They're running. All right? They're running. Because they know what's coming. And they're trying to take their money with them because that's the only source of power. You know? But it's just like Gilligan's Island. If you remember Gilligan's Island, you had a millionaire. And he was on the island. And all the money that he had was worthless. He couldn't use it. So they go to a whole new planet with all their money. It's going to be worthless. I don't even know what they run into. I do. But I'm not going to talk about that. But understand where we stand, my brothers and sisters. Understand where we stand. It's important that you remain in balance. Don't get caught up in the media hype. You know, now they want to talk about Brother for Light and all that stuff. You know, we put it all in the media. Stay in balance. Whatever happened to him, happened to him. He put himself in that position. He was already out of balance anyway. But the whole key point is that we have to see the things that's happening right now around the world. Right now, Greece is hitting temperatures of 180 degrees right now. Turkey hitting temperatures of 160 degrees. I already told you the Arctic Circle is already hitting temperatures of 200 degrees. Oh yeah, it's supposed to be cold up there. Remember, the two points, Antarctica and the Arctic Circle, they were the hottest points of our planet. Yeah, the two points. Most southern and most northern were the hottest points of our planet before that fall. When this collapse is done, when the system is done, our planet will never fall again. We will continue to fight for our planet because there are other beings out there within the cosmos who want to get our planet because our planet is the only planet in this part, this region of the cosmos within our universe that we created to regenerate. There are other planets like that in the cosmos, but in this part of the cosmos, all right, this universe, our planet is like the only planet that is designed to regenerate everything quickly under the right conditions. That's why it was so hot all the time, because it would regenerate, and these beings came to try to make it cold so they can survive and offset the balance so that they can steal the resources. Guess what? No more. No more. We told you. We told you. We warned you. Now wrath comes upon you. And we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. What a power to you all.
Brother and sister, the celestial energy is Brother Wisdom. Well, as you can see, the sky is pelted by these space invaders. Invaders of our planet. But we're growing. We're growing. We should have grown a long time ago. We should have been grown. You know, I'm talking to a lot of people. I got to talk to a brother today. And he and I ended up trading numbers, you know. He's a Lyft driver. And we ended up conversating, talking about how so many people are growing, and you know, he was talking about how he was a part of the church. All right, he was talking about how he was a part of the church and how he had grown away from the church because he realized that he was getting the same thing for so many times, so many years of his life, and he wasn't growing. And as he got older, he realized that he had to outgrow the church and look for higher knowledge. So he and I talked, you know, I gave him information to my YouTube, you know, and, you know, we had a very fruitful conversation for that short time, you know, just, you know, getting a ride home because I had to put my van in the shop, get pretty much a tune-up. And, you know, one thing that I look at is how we are growing as a people, and many of us are literally outgrowing the system. We're ready for a new life. We're ready for a new energy. We're tired of the same things that we've been doing for the longest because this same old thing is taking us nowhere. We are literally going nowhere in this system. You know, many of us, look, in my lifetime, I've had thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, all right? Thousands of dollars, but where has it taken me? I'm pretty sure that you can say the same. If you haven't had thousands, you had hundreds, but where has it taken you? Because you got to send it right back to this very same system that created it from the beginning, and then they want you to keep going through the same old thing over and over again. It's pretty much like going to church every Sunday. You get the same message every Sunday, just in a different way. So when do you outgrow that message? When do you outgrow the things that we go through? We go to work every day, and why do we work every day? Because somebody who owns this business, or so-called owns this business, wants to feel comfortable, all right? But we can't have the comfort of creating our own, doing our own, doing for self. But in the meantime, we're dealing with this, you know, this crazy stuff that they spray in the sky. And they spray this stuff, you know, during this time. So by the time nighttime gets here, all right, this stuff, plastic polymers that you can't see, they literally disintegrate in the air, but the essence of it comes down, and you walk outside and it's cold, it's freezing cold, all right? And that's why they spray it now. They spray this stuff now, and the sun actually activates what they spray. They figured that out. They figured out how to get the sun to activate so it's that energy from the sun that actually activates this stuff that they spray. We're outgrown it. We have outgrown this here. So what do we do? In order for us to move on, we must change our present tense. Remember what I said yesterday? I said, whatever it is. And whatever will be, will be. But we can change the future by changing the present. You change the present way of living, you change the future. Remember, the time trap is designed to make sure that we don't outgrow it. That's what the time trap is designed for. The time trap is designed so that we don't outgrow it. And that's why they gotta have new cell phones all the time, new cars all the time. We're gonna give you a raise on your job. You know, we're gonna give you a raise. We're gonna do this for you. You know, we're gonna do that for you. Oh yeah, you can. I see the laws going out now. Yeah, you can shoot at police officers in certain cases. You see the time trap. Time trap. They want to keep extending the time trap. Why? So that we don't expand as a people. They don't want us to expand as a people. They need us to remain docile. They need us to remain under the false guidance of the system that they have prescribed for us to live by. All right? So you have to understand that our most powerful way of living is the life that we can live under the pure energy of nature. But we have to outgrow the unnatural. That's the key point. How many of us are actually ready? How many of us are actually willing to outgrow or to let go of the unnatural? Now, here's a point where I want to get across. Here's a point where I want to get across here. All right? Yes, we want to outgrow the unnatural. Yes, we're tired. You know, pretty much everyone checks yes by everything else. But how do we make a change? If you're outgrown something, that means that you have to put that away and link into something else. All right? That's the key point. You have to turn away from what you outgrown, and you have to link into something else. All right? That's the key point. All right? So in order to let this system go, we would have to do something devastating. And that would have to be a great awakening on a grand scale of our people. And it's happening. The system that these Archons and Chitauris have created is dying. Their people are dying at a rapid pace. Their people are dying from diseases unknown. You know, they're seeking after us to be the saviors, their saviors, you know, because they know that we are the Christ. All right? So while our people who are lost in this time bubble are seeking after an image that doesn't exist, these Archons and Chitauris, these orc beings, are seeking after us because they know that if they can link into us, we can be their salvation because we are the Christ. All right? They don't want us to let go of their system because they need our energy. They feast off our energy. We let the system go, they die. All right? And that's the key point. And that's why they're dying. Because we have realized that I don't need this. I don't need this money. I don't need these things. I don't need their job positions. I don't need anything that they provide for me because it really takes me nowhere. And I'm steadily going on a path to nowhere. All right, you get where it's coming from? We're on a path going nowhere. All right, getting nothing.
But they want us to think that if we have this position, this job position, these things, that we're powerful. When in reality, it literally takes the power away from us because we're believing in the system and not believing in ourselves. That's the whole key point. So the magnetism, we did the video earlier about the magnetism, which is the base force. When we realize that I am energy. When you realize that you are energy and that you are a more superior being, you will not have the need to want to hold on to something so docile, something so dead, because the system is dead. It's lifeless. You know, if you look at something that's dead, it sits and sits and sits, and someone has to give it life. All right? You understand where I'm coming from? We're talking about a system that has no life, and the only way it has to have life is that a people gives it life. But without the people, the system is dead. And the system is literally dead. There's no life in it whatsoever. It doesn't have an ounce of life. So why are we holding on to dead things? You know, one sister says, well, you know, we can fight them with the money and we can hold back and do this and do this and do this. No, that's we're still hanging on to dead things. Nature is alive. The magnetism that you tap into is alive. The electricity that you tap into is alive. Fire is alive. The water is alive. The wind is alive. Very intelligent organisms. Our planet is alive. The grass and the trees are alive. The sun is alive. The moon is alive. The stones that you see on the ground, they're not dead. They're very much alive. You can get more knowledge from a stone on the ground than you can get 4 years of going to a college with information from dead people who actually gave theories, and the theories were nothing but lies. So understand that our most comforting thing that we can do for ourselves is let go of something so dead. Like the brother said, I had to outgrow the church. And I realized, he said that was another brother who read the Bible like 5 or 6 times. And after he read the Bible 5 or 6 times, he left the church. And they say, well, why did he leave the church? He said, because he has outgrown this stage of life. He realized that he needs to go to a higher knowledge, because he's gotten all the knowledge that he needs to get. So now he's going into spirituality, which is higher knowledge. The brother said, you know, I said to the brother, well, you got to understand that, you know, there's something else to this. And I said, you know, when I read, I said, after I read the Bible 5 times, I realized that the book didn't belong to us. All right. And that we had all power. After we got through talking, the brother said, you know, well, praise Allah. I said, well, you just said praise yourself. And he says, how did I say praise myself? I said, because Allah is arm, leg, arm, head. Allah is yourself. When you say Allah, that is yourself. Praise Allah. You say praise yourself. But the thing about it is our enemies have turned Allah into a totally different being. Because Allah is the Amun-Ra. Alright? Allah, the Amun-Ra, God, Jehovah, however you want to say it, which replicates to the higher powers, the higher energy, which is the cosmos. Alright? Instead of us saying Mother Cosmos, we've been given other things to say. So we must outgrow the lies that we've been given and grow into the truth. That we are energy. And we're supposed to flow on the energy that's all around us. They say money is a false sense of energy. Money is just an illusion. Money is a trap. There is no energetic anomalies nowhere to be found in a trap. Time is a trap. There's nothing to be found in a trap. So, in essence, in order to let go of the system, you must do something first to let the system know that you no longer want it. You have to prepare yourself to destroy it. Because these beings who created it, all the work that they put into it, they're not going to destroy it, because they're going to try to make it more powerful in an illusionary manner. Oh, you know, soon you're going to have the iPhone 12, the iPhone 13, the iPhone 20, and they're doing the same thing. Oh, one has got three cameras on it. Why do you need three cameras for? You know, well, you need three cameras. But you got two cameras up front and then one camera in the back. You have a camera on the side. You know, you see what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is the illusion that they create to keep us in this time trap, in this bubble, in this time trap. This is what they use to make sure that we don't rise to absolute supreme power. If we see what our ancestors created, you know, what we created aforetime of the invasion, then we would want to go back to that. But some of us are caught in a time trap. I don't have money. I don't have this. I've got to work. I don't have money. I don't have this. I've got to work. And once you say that you don't have money to do something, you have automatically pretty much acknowledged that I can't live without the time trap. I can't build without it. I don't know how to do anything. Because we're, why is that? Because you say, well, I didn't go to school for this. Or I didn't go to school for that. That's part of the time trap. All of your knowledge, everything that you need is within you. All you have to do is tap into yourself and say, I am going to tap into this higher power that's within me. And I am going to flow of this energy. And I am going to make this energy my energy. And I am going to destroy this system that so knowingly wants to destroy me. Understand? Knowledge of the ancient ones. We see so many artifacts that our ancestors that created, and these orc beings are saying, well, what's this? And if we really key in to the artifact and see the structure that was built, that's just sitting there, we realize that our ancestors didn't finish it. So now we have to go into meditation and go within ourselves to find out what it was that they were doing. Sometimes we can walk and just touch it. Just like with the Transformers, you had Bumblebee, and there was a cube, and he touched the cube, and the cube went from this giant form all the way down to a form that could be carried by modern man. All right? So much is all around us, but we can't see it because we're in a time trap. And the only way to get out of this bubble is to destroy the system that created the trap. Like we said, what are they doing? They're constantly creating something or making something. They're not creating, they're just upgrading something that they already have. They don't have any creative minds. They're upgrading what they already have to keep us in a low-level state of mind. I've got this. Oh, I got Jordans now, and Jordans are, they're moon shoes. You know, they can have a shoe made for a Jordan, a pair of Jordans made from a pile of shit, and now people will buy it because they call it a time trap. I'm serious. So The whole point of the time trap is to make sure that we don't grow. These Archons and Centauris, the Nakals, tall whites, tall grays, short whites, short grays, all these men, what are they doing? What are they doing? They're making sure that we don't advance to a higher spiritual level. All right? Because the true sense of evolution is not a monkey turning into a man. It's a man becoming a God man. All right? That's the point of evolution, where you have a regular man turning into Goku or Vegeta, to a higher power. That's evolution. You evolve from one level of life to a much higher level of life. When you come from man to Superman, when you come from man to Spider-Man, that's evolution. Right? Because after all these years, we still don't see these monkeys and apes turning into man. The theories are nothing but lies. They're lies to make sure that we don't advance to a more higher state of life, or a more higher state of being, or a more higher mentality, a more higher spiritual energy. That's the whole key point. Make sure that we don't advance to a more higher power of life. So our key point as the original people, all right, and I'll say this again because I'm being redundant. Our key point is to destroy the system. If you feel that you've outgrown it and others have felt they have grown it, and I know I have outgrown it, then we should all get together and prepare a military and call it New Life Warriors. We're warriors offering our people a new life outside of this life that was created by enemies who want to make sure that we don't advance to a higher mindset. I'm looking at these people. They're trudging in Bob Evans. I'm getting ready to go in a store to buy something that we could have made. We could have made it at home if we only had the things around us to make it. You see what I'm saying? So we have to outgrow the system. We've got to outgrow it. And we must attain to a more higher knowledgeable setting, a setting that is more captivating to our spirit. Because our spirits are
or should they be advanced white spirits and be absorbed in the white population? Time and again, I'm asked by some white men, if my theory is colored, you're absolutely black. And that's the next collaboration is our responsibility to accept or reject those marriages. The answer. Three generations. Our grandmother, bottom daughter, bottom grandson. So as you can see, in the third generation, or third cross, no trace of native origin is apparent. The continuing infiltration of white blood finally stamps out black color.
All right, you guys, royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru, the Seventh Oracle. Hold on.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty to you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast, again, of Hanson Awareness Radio. We definitely appreciate you for coming on. I'm just, without further ado, going to bring Eternal in. So, Eternal, your mic is unmuted. Royalty. Eternal, if you can hear me.
Respect. Greetings. How you feeling, brother?
Royalty. I feel driven today. So, I'm just now getting home with some shit I had to handle and take care of. So thank you for being patient with me. But we have a very important podcast today, and it's going the way it's going, you know. So everything that has been said, you know, I feel that the whole thing now is about the awareness about what's really, really, really going on. So what do you have to say to that, all of that?
Oh, no, that's perfectly the way that life is showing us, and like the pictures I've shown you of the three worlds all leading basically to the oneness. Whether you go on one path or the other, it's like where I'm at, there's an HRT and a light rail, right? Drops all the pedestrians, they call it, off right there in that area. And then we all kind of like basically separate at this place called Military Busway or Bus Stop. And when we all disperse, there's a hill, and that hill carries people across this up and down road also that goes over an interstate. Now, the thing is, before you get there, there's the path. The path, it goes straight up the hill, even though it's like rough and rugged, like as in steep and hard to get up there, yet there's another path that's longer. And it's not as rough and it's not as rugged. If you have maybe a bike, you can go up that. Now, if you go up the steep hill with a bike, you're going to be really trudging. You got to be, you know, someone that's really good in their the calf muscles to carry a bike up, because it's basically you feel like you're carrying the bike and you got to balance the bike, or you're coming back down that hill. The other side is more of you can just get off the bike. It's like a wagon or a horse. You know, you just happen to go up something steep. And so there's difference of how everyone travels, whether they're walking, whether they got a bike, whether they're in a car, whether they're on a moped. Yeah, we all have this likeness of going on the same travel area. And it's not going to be the same path, even though it is on the same path. And so that's what we were talking about in unison. We find our unison. We find that in a lot of the things that we're finding out, like what you said earlier about even still taking care of the responsibilities. That stuff is like, it's tedious. And it's like, I don't want to go up this hill. Yeah, I got this bike. I got to get up this hill. And I don't want to ride like I did, you know, riding on the street. So you got to adapt to your environment. You got to find a way to where you adapt. And in your adaption, you're finding out the science that goes up behind it. Where is your truth in it? Do you still have patience to, you know, go through the circumstances? It might be cold. It might rain.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that happen, it snows, all the weather that happens, you're like, oh, man, I can't even bear this. Yet, if you don't get through this, how are you going to get on the other side? What is it that you got to do on
there
the other
is.
Side? You still got to get on the other side, and you still got things to take care of. And once you do that,
so
it's like, that's the temporal. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No,
I was
going to
say,
comment,
that's the temporal,
know, just,
debt.
As far as what we were talking about today, I wanted to go into, if we can, because we only have an hour left, and I hate this time shit, but we only have an hour left. So as far as signs, symbols, and the firmament, and everything that you were sending me in the background, what's important to pinpoint at this moment?
Well, you was hitting it all on the truth of the nail. Let me grab my book, because it'll explain it all without having me going so much in detail. And I'm going to just read the, basically the pages that's in here.
And let us know what book you're reading from.
Yeah, you know, I got to do that. I couldn't do that without.
Yeah, of course.
But that's needed. We talk about referral and reference. So when we're looking at referrals and references, where do we get it from? And that's standard. So there's this book that was created by it's the number 777. Write this down. And other Kabbalistic writings of Aleister Crowley. Now, I know when you hear the word, suddenly of the word Aleister Crowley, people go in a hinge or something, and they, you know, they cringe up about it. However, this character got into learning the Hebrew dialect and how that works in the writing. And so just like the firmament represents the actual, like what I send you, I didn't even send you the other one though, the banyan trees and how that connects from Southeast Asia. Just like what I was talking about in Stranger Things, they're going into the knowing of the realms. Realms is the Kabbalah, is the Kananga. We basically are the Dogon. And the way to really explain that is just like how to explain the dog star. And I'm going to just go into this right quick. Okay, so we all have different type of animals that are real and imaginary, right? So I'm going to go into, on page 89, they talk about the dragon. The dragon is zero. And the dragon represents Draco, connected with Nuit in the heavens. It's Ananta, A-N-A-N-T-A, the great serpent what surrounds the universe. It devours its own tail, thereby reducing it to zero. So when you hear the Uraeus, things like that, the Ouroboros, that's the explanation of the dragon fighting its own tail, or the even in Sobek, the Sobek representation of biting his tail as well. The swan is number one, as representing A-U-M, which we say Aum. Okay, so the hawk pertains to Kether, as poised, and Kether is K-E-T-H-E-R, so you hear the word Ki and Ether. So Ka-Ether, Kether. As poised in the ether and beholding all things, remembering that Kether is primarily the individual point of view. The soul beholds all things and changes that place according to its going. Thus, in the Egyptian tradition, tradition, the hawk is the symbol of the highest type of godhead. Now, when we say hawk, remember, this is not eagle. So that's why there's a lot of things that's been in our symbols. When we look at it, the imagery kind of gets, you know, tainted, and we got to figure out what's going on in it. All right, so now, it went from 1 to 3. It didn't even explain 2. So I'm going to just keep going, though. So now 3. The B is the tradition attribution of the yoni. Okay. 4.
Mm-hmm.
Again, traditional. It is probably connected with the erect phallus of Amun. And the unicorn is also Jupiterian, as connected with the horse of Sagittarius. 5. The basilisk, when you think of the basilisk, the represents of, I'm going to say B-A-S-I-L-I-S-K, and then it represents Gebura, G-E-B-U-R-A-H. On account, when you hear Gebura, you hear the word Geb, U, or Ra, even for basilisk, you hear the word B-A-S, Bas. And the silisk, it reminds me of the obelisk. So there's a lot going on with these words. Just look them up in reference to help you out. On account of its power of slaying with the flame of its glance. This is number 5. All right, 6, the phoenix. The account of its symbolism is basically 5 degrees and to 6 degrees grade, which is the lion. That's why we always talk about the 5. Being like the soul or the heart, you know, your feet, just like the soul or your heart. All right, so lion as the typical animal, S-O-L, which means children, as V-A-U, vow, or tetragrammatron. The spider is particularly sacred. It is written, she, as taketh hold with her hands and is in the king's palaces. It didn't say palace, it said palaces. All right, the most characteristic title of Tipperary is the Palace of the King. She has six legs, is in the center of her web, exactly as Tipperary is in the center of the Sephiroth of Urak. All right, so they got Tipperary is T-I-P-H, which you hear the T-I, like Tahuti. You hear the fear, Rith, Tipperary is the center, centra of the Sephiroth, S-E-P-H-I-R-O-T-H. Now you hear Sephiroth, you hear in fire, of Ruat. Now, of course, these are places. When you look at how these come from zero to six, this still is giving you another connection to this firmament that we're talking about. Now, this one is seven, ink. This attribution is traditional. It says, see Eliphas and Levi's design as a pantomorphous of ink. The raven pertains to Netzach, which is N-E-T-Z-A-C-H, because of the polyphatic attribution. It's about the carrion birds. The attribute here, because of the connection, was victory. Note that the path of Scorpio connects to Sephiroth with Netzach. The idea of Venus is intimately connected with that of death. For death is, in many important senses, a part of love. And this is where you get like a comparison in the Book of Lies. Then you got eight being the hermaphrodite. Hermaphrodite as representing the dual nature of Mercury. They call it the jackal, sacred to Anubis. Twin circles that represent the mercurial double current as the caduceus. Set in the interpretation given in the unpublished Paris working Monocrios de Terris. The animal is given as a symbolical title as the practicus. It is swiftness of his motion, which chiefly warrants the attribution. He seems to combine the masculine and feminine element. On the one hand, the horn and the speed symbolism on the other is white color, kalur. They don't even say color, it's kalur. So when you hear the word kalur, you're talking about description of not color, but yet behavior instinct. His silver collar, got the silver collar, so that's the feminine right there, knowing the silver represents the divine of silver, gold, and copper. And its inscription, Linea Veritatis Gerat, which is Universa, which refers to Venus as containing the universe. Hear the word Venus and verse, universe. Venus, univ. There's a V. You see the word Venus is in it. They just switched the word up and then put verse Ursi in it. Don't come over here. I'm doing what I'm doing. No, won't work. Elephant is number nine. The sacred to Ganesha, the god who breaks down obstacles. Hence, place it in Yosef. Yosef is also known as Yusuf. So you check the names out. They also help too. All right. So hence, place in Yosef for the same reason as Anubis. Now, this is the tortoise as supporting the elephant has the equivalent to Atlas. And remember, I talked about Atlas, compared to the Book of Lies again. All right, so now, Toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. This refers to his generative force. When you think of this jewel they're talking about, that's like the pineal gland. All right, so now 10, the Sphinx, as containing the fourth element, the child. He, for now, twin of the male child, Ba'u. Those were symbolic symbols that are still going into the reference, right? And now here's the element. Now, this is why you got the eagle. Eagle is 11. The eagle king of the birds as man, as the Kurup of air, ox, actual meaning as Aleph. All right. So now when we use 23, this is how they made a mix. The eagle, the snake, the scorpion, it's the trinity, is the Karut of water. All right. So they changed the eagle from the hawk to the eagle, used the snake, which is the metamorph, to the scorpion. And if we learn this, we're finding out the Taurus and the bull, I mean the bull and the cow, is the cow represents hawk. Caw is hawk. So when we say cow, you're really saying the same word in reverse. When we look at dog, dog became the god, right? And they call it Dagon. But now we say God. So now God is the God, even though that's the reversal of what's going on. So now I'm going to keep on going. 31. This is important. Too close. 31. This is important because when you hear 31, it starts to describe the vertebrae. Even these numbers I'm giving you is what people already been using. So if you look at it in business, all these other things, this is showing how the firmament explains this frequency without telling you its frequency. This is how the symbols become an awareness towards you as what they call it, sigilmancy versus just symbols. All right, so 31 is the lion. We went back to the lion again. Is the carib of fire. So when you get 31 in your age, you about to jump into this old metaphor kind of energy, not knowing about it. All right, so now 32 is the beast. Is the carib of the earth. So now you get fire and earth. You're actually what they call Heru. I mean, what's it? Het Heru. You have a house on your head. So now when you Het Heru, you can connect to these planets. And that's where this starts at right here, 12. 12 is the swallow for its swiftness, the abyss, sacred talk, the ape, sacred to Toth as in Tahuti. It's a companion, produced by the wisdom and power. The twin serpents for the same reason as in line 8. All fish are sacred to Mercury because of their swiftness, their cold-bloodedness, the gleaming white or iridescent colors, which the characteristics of their scales, and to some extent to their method of reproduction, hybrids. May be also attributed here as line 17. All right, so now 13. The dog, as baying as the moon, the natural companion of the huntress, Artemis. Now you look up Artemis, you'll find out they put what we know as Scooby-Doo in front of us. And we say, oh, wait a minute, this is Scooby-Doo. It's like, nope, this is what they call Artemis. There's a whole level of when we see our super dog with Batman, they gave you Ma'at, and they gave you Anubis right together, and we wouldn't know who that was. And so they made like a little bit of comic on our Herus, and we had to look at them in a different avenue, like when we say Amun, all right? So the firmament represents going back into what we're doing right now, the tapping into the Akashic records, because it's a rainbow. We're learning the rainbow and how the white stork, this is where it goes right here, perhaps as traditional announcing childbirth. The camel, as the actual meaning of the letter, it conveys traveler across the desert as the path of Gamil crosses the abyss from Tephereth or to Kepher. You see that in the Book of Lies. So now 14. Now when we did that, that's 13. That's why a lot of people don't want to rock with 13. Yet 13 is the dog band to the moon. 14, the sparrow and dove. Now, this is why the sparrow and the dove was mixed up. When you get the dove, like people pass away to give you a dove. Yet, that could be like the smallest of its essence to how the biggest of its essence was the sparrow. Keep your eyes on the sparrow. Everybody got the familiarization. All right, so the sparrow are especially sacred to Venus. This is why we use Venus as love. For the dove, see legend of Virgin Mary, etc. The dove is also Venetian on account its soft amiability. The swan for the same reason as above. The sow, the female or the woman of the boar of Mars. also especially the sensuality of the primarily sacred to Venus. I know, the soul, the female of the boar of Mars, also because the sensuality of the soul suggests the lower type of Venus. All birds are primarily sacred to Venus, probably because the instinct of love enables a man to rise for a time above the earth. Also because of their great beauty of the form and color. There again that the energy inside. Because their flesh is tender as compared to that of animals, and because their speech is the nature of ecstatic song and is devoid of any intellectual quality. 21, the eagle is the sacred bird of Jupiter. Now, this is why we got eagle. We got it on your dollar bill. They use it for symbols on a shirt, you know, things like that. Military. All right, so the praying mantis suggests Jupiter be its simulation of devotion, a devotional attitude. So even Kung Fu Panda, they put the praying mantis. Now, 21, you're age 21, you feeling like this Jupiter, this eagle with the Jupiter energy. So it's not a negative if you're reading it for a negative. It's the actual, you learning the traits of why the animals be popping up. And when you run around and you see, oh, why is this eagle? It's basically your planets are talking to you. And you get now a chance to get more of an information station. So it comes through codex. All right, so now by 2027, the horse is sacred to Mars, traditionally on account of his high spirit nature. The bear is material chiefly for the alchemical reason and because of his great strength. The wolf is sacred to Mars. Now, that's where you get the legend of Rome out of. Also on account of his savage nature, the boar is material, as shown in the legend of Adonis. There is here a mystery of the grade of, here we go, 6 degrees, 5. So that's going from one who's in the spiritual going back to his physical, the overrawing of Tephereth by Gabura. So when we're at the age of 30, this is another learning of ourselves. By 30, which is the number, lion is the typical solar animal. The hawk is solar as all seeing. The leopard is sacred to the sun on account of its black spots. Now, when we get these black spots, they're known as melanin. That's why it was important to look at the cow and see how the cow, it didn't have just white, it had black spots on it. So it was the indication, just like how Asir Dukatiris, who broke it down like very adequately, the same thing I had in the picture, I just couldn't show everybody all the time and say, this is what it is, because they'd be like, oh, that's what you say. Well, how about they showing? Hey, yeah, go over there. We got the little children out here. You hear them up. Hey, that is it. All right, so it showed the illustration, and it's a girl and a boy, so you imagine that. We're talking about the cow and the bull, and it show up there, typically the cow and the bull, and how through generations, we look at the word analytics. ANALTYIC, I think it's like that, TY, somewhere in there. But when you write it up there, you see what I'm talking about. It shows you that it's like a splicing of our genes, firmament. There's generations of realms that we come out of. Your melanin is wrapped into it, so much like we were talking about the day before about the copper, the carbon being carbon-14, dates back to 64.4 billion years. So when people put the Christmas tree up, they're actually in a representation of the womb or the woman creating life again through rings. And the rings represents the tree or the Trinity. And so when we get the black leopard, this shows longevity on a certain path that we time travel from, in and out of. So these are realms, all right? So like when you hear the leopard, you're hearing your other side of where you come from, whether it be on the south of America or South America. All right, so the leopard and Africa. The leopard is sacred to the sun on account of its black spots. Now, 32, this is why that was important. The crocodile is Saturnian. So we're talking about people that use the crocodile knew about the Saturn energy, like Saturday. So do we do a lot of crocodilish things without, you know, the observance of what we're doing? And so if you're giving off to the crocodile, what are you doing in your green aspect? You know, is it helpful or are you not? You know, and this is where it goes into how do you learn your zodiac? So now, 15, the ram is Aries by meaning. The attribute refers to its method of combative budding. Note that the symbolism of the lamb is by no means the same. It pertains rather to Tipperith in the formula of Aeon or Osiris. This is all probably derived from the fact that the lamb is the tenderness meat obtainable, and therefore the priests insisted on lamb being sacrificed for their benefit. The nature of the lamb would be rather Venusian or lunar, but it would be better to cut it all together out of the symbolic scheme because of its priestly connection, which the idea has suffered. Can y'all not do that over here? Because I'm on the phone. He's like, why? All right, so the owl is sacred to Aries as the bird of Minerva. That's why you had an owl on your dollar bill. I don't know if you see it. It's in your right corner, all the way up in the right near the Vatican shield. Notice all those other ones are ovals. Not a circle, but they're ovals because they want to do something to that. And then there's the Vatican shield that's showing the owl. Now you know where Minerva at is right on your dollar. And that also represents Aries. All right, so now 16, the bull is the carib, all beasts of burden. And this is why they do Maya on Monday. They get rid of, a moon day or a Monday or even the bull, charging of the bull. This is all that connection. All burden of all the beasts of burden and those used in agricultural may be attributed here. 17, the animals of dual nature in any represent pertain particularly to Gemini. So even for 17 being like a number 8 or even 16 when you go into 17, learning your chronological order. So you coming from the bull energy, learning that agricultural is very needed, you know, by the time you're at the age 16. When you get to 17, all animals of dual nature in any represent pertain partly to Gemini. That's why it's very important to learn your Gemini ability. So from the Aries to the bull to the Gemini, this is very important to you, how you change. All right, so Gemini is the magpie, is especially sacred to this sign because it is the piebald plumage. It's like the center, all right? And if you draw, you're really into knowing how to put a center, infinite center in your picture versus something that stops. You know what I mean? You want people to keep going with the power, all right? So, okay, so now it's the plumage and it's the power of speech. The parrot is given here for a similar reason. The zebra is here on account of its stripes. All hybrids pertain to Gemini, both on account their dual nature and because they are sterile like Mercury. The penguin is here as superficially imitating man. And so this is how I end up, you know, a lot of us, even myself included, end up having penguin relationships. Like you go in at one point strongly, real strong, and then it's like really not strong. You know what I mean? The opposite of that. So this, again, explains how the firmament can have a switch on you if you're not knowing your zodiac. You got to know within the realms your temporal goals, your karmic goals are going to show from the crab, which is 18. And this is why 18 is important. Like by the time of 18 or even with the number 9, it explains just not as the same as 1 to 12 zodiacs. It explaining why these numbers also match up to the zodiac. All right, so 18, the crab pertains to Cancer as the translation of the word. The turtle is found among the symbols of the court cards of the suit of cups. The whale suggests Cancer because of its power of blowing water and its faculty, it is incorrect tradition of swallowing large objects such as prophets. All beasts of transport may be attributed here in the reference of Atum, Volume 7. All right, so we're getting the crab in the idea that it could also be a whale. See, the whale of, well, we know Jonah and the whale. We get a lot of familiar conversations. It's basically your skin is cancer. So from Aries the head, the bull being your throat, Gemini being your neurological system to your ears and how you hear things, to now the crab being your skin and your treasure chest, to now how you measure it is really through your heart, and that's 19, Leo, which means lion, as the cherub of fire, of the lion family. So also is the tiger. See how we get cat and tiger? The serpent is given to Leo too, because the letter is called Tef, and when you hear means serpent. There is an important mystery concealed about the woman may be attributed to Leo, and that's why we talk about Sekhmet. Sekhmet is the firmament, the knowing of how a woman created man through what we call Ra to become an Atum. And so through Atum, we hear Adam. All right, so now here she dominates man. That is the lower element in man, especially his courage. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
All right. That is the lower element in man.
That the lower element with man. We sit here. Get your phone hang up. Uh-oh. Is that me or him? Uh-oh, what happened? All right, so his phone hung up. Not sure what happened, but his phone hung up. All right, so hope you guys appreciated the podcast. Yep, let me see. Let me give him about 5 minutes to just see if he'll come back in, but
Thank you.